What would Arthur Schopenhauer and Blaise Pascal say to each other? The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 2191. Today is the 21st of November 2023, and I'm your host, Elaine. Thanks for joining us.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it. What would Arthur Schopenhauer and Blaise Pascal say to each other? In the realm of philosophy, few conversations are as gripping and intellectually stimulating as a hypothetical exchange between two brilliant minds like Arthur Schopenhauer and Blaise Pascal. These two great thinkers, though they lived in different centuries and were influenced by different cultural and intellectual contexts, shared a profound and introspective approach to the human condition. Exploring the potential dialogue between Schopenhauer and Pascal would undoubtedly lead us into a fascinating exploration of their thoughts on topics such as human suffering, the nature of existence, and the search for meaning and purpose in life. One cannot begin to ponder a conversation between Schopenhauer and Pascal without acknowledging their shared interest in the nature of human suffering. Both philosophers were acutely aware of the inevitable pains and struggles that life presents to individuals. Schopenhauer viewed suffering as the central feature of existence, claiming that the world is fundamentally characterized by a ceaseless cycle of desire and dissatisfaction. Pascal, on the other hand, emphasized the inherent vulnerability of human beings to suffering, highlighting that our finite nature exposes us to a multitude of physical, emotional, and spiritual torments.
A conversation between Schopenhauer and Pascal would likely revolve around the question of how to cope with this suffering. Schopenhauer might argue that the only way to mitigate the pain of existence is through a renunciation of desires and the adoption of a detached perspective towards life. Pascal, however, might counter that human beings possess the capacity to find solace and meaning in their suffering by turning towards faith and embracing a religious worldview. It is in this clash of perspectives that we might witness the emergence of a deep and profound dialogue about the role of suffering in human life.
Another topic that would undoubtedly captivate the attention of Schopenhauer and Pascal is the nature of existence itself. For Schopenhauer, existence was nothing other than an expression of the blind will, an insatiable force that drives all beings towards the fulfillment of their desires. In his view, the universe is fundamentally amoral and devoid of purpose. Pascal, on the other hand, approached existence from a religious standpoint, viewing it as a divine creation with a purpose known only to God.
A dialogue between these philosophers might delve into the implications of these contrasting views on the human search for meaning and purpose. Schopenhauer would likely argue that, in the absence of inherent significance, the individual is left to grapple with a profound sense of existential despair. Pascal, given his religious convictions, might propose that the search for meaning can only be fulfilled through a deep and personal relationship with God. The exchange of ideas between these two philosophers would undoubtedly offer an insightful exploration of the human condition and the fundamental questions that have preoccupied thinkers throughout history.
Ultimately, the conversation between Arthur Schopenhauer and Blaise Pascal would serve as a meeting of two great minds, offering us a glimpse into their deeply introspective and philosophical thoughts about the nature of human suffering, the purpose of existence, and the search for meaning in life. Through the exploration of these themes, we would witness a collision of perspectives, each shaped by unique experiences and intellectual contexts. While Schopenhauer's pessimism and Pascal's religious faith may seem irreconcilable, their meeting of minds would undoubtedly shed new light on these perennial questions and inspire us to continue grappling with the profound mysteries of the human condition. This is all for today, guys. My name is Elaine and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.